message today. I just love that. But last week we talked about revival, but we took it from a different road, and we said revival starts with us returning fully to God. Anybody here last week and remember that? Returning fully to God. And you know, sometimes you can think just coming to church is I'm good, okay? Now, I love you coming to church, and we have a whole bunch of people are on vacation. We got these messages, hey, I'm on vacation, and that's cool and stuff. But, you know, you can be in church, but maybe you're not fully back with God, and that's the deception. Praise God, y'all. I'm just seeing people that are, okay, all right, focus, Pastor D, all right. So last week we talked about, hey, it's time to get back to God in every area of our life. So today I'm going to kind of tie that in and launch from that, all right? And if you weren't able to be with us, go on ycf.com. What else do we have? You can find it on Facebook. All sorts of great things, you know. The Pastor D so tech just knows all that. But go and listen to that message. Praise God. So today I'm going to take that, and we're going to build from that, because when you get back to God in areas, in every area of your life, when you just you know, rearrange and you're back in with Him, He can start moving in areas of our life. He will start moving. Woo! Hallelujah. He will start moving in areas of our life, all right? And so I'm back. I'm fully in with the Lord. I was kind of, and now I'm back with Him. He'll start moving in my life. And then I will start sensing that there's places that He wants me to go. So that is why we always want to get back fully to the Lord, right? So today we're going to talk about, you know, sensing and knowing the places, the plans that God has for us. That's where we're going today. I am going to be really sticking in my notes. So if you see me glancing, and this is a message, I really think you should just jot down some notes. If you want one of those yellow cards to take notes, raise your hand and we'll get some to you. But this is a good one here. Praise God. So return to God. Why do I want to return to God? Because God has stuff for you. God has stuff for me that He wants me to walk into. He wants me to walk into. And again, it's not just about coming to church. Though I think church is amazing and it's important, but it's not just about that. Okay? It's really about a relationship with Him. It's a relationship with Him. And then when you get that relationship with Him, He'll start guiding you through many ways to the places He has for you. Now, if you've not received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, well, then this is going to be, that's not where you need to start there. And this is a good weekend to start to receive Jesus, okay? So let me ask you this, all right? How many of you have things in your heart? Let's say dreams in your heart. Anybody have dreams in your heart, things in your heart, okay? Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want, where I want to go. These are some things I want in my life. Anybody have any of those things? I have a whole list, okay? I have a list. And then, you know, it's like, God, you know, I want to be married. I remember this one. God, I want to be married in my 20s. And God, I want to have a house. Or God, I want to own my business. And then it didn't happen. All right, so before I met Jesus, I had a collision, best thing that ever happened with me. Before, I had things. I had dreams. I had things in my heart. This is what I'm going to do. This is where I'm going to be. And then Jesus, I had a collision, and I received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And then it was going to be my plans or His. And now I had to decide, God's plans or my plans? Okay, let's just say this. It's about 1975. I know I don't look that old, but 1975, I got some plans going. I'm in college. I'm ready to start my senior year, and I got plans, okay, that at the end of that year, I'm going to get my degree in elementary education, and then I'm going to get a job, I'm going to be a teacher, and I'm going to do this, okay? And then that fall of my senior year, I have that collision, and I meet Jesus. And it was the greatest thing. And then, in the summer of 76, sounds like a song, in the summer of 76, I meet Jack, and most plans change again. And then, the thing that I thought, the plans didn't happen. The way that I had written, you know, anybody write plans for God? I always tell them, I could be your programmer if you run out of plans here. You know, so the things, the dreams that I planned didn't happen. And you might be thinking, oh, poor thing, that's so disappointing. Oh, you poor thing. No, baby, let me tell you, where I am is the place that I've never been happier because God asked if I would do this. God gifted me to do this. God called me to do this. And this is, I love it, all right? So, oh, by the way, you know that degree, that piece of paper that I did get? I use it a lot. I do. I still do. Did I ever tell you this story? Talk about plans and stuff like that. I think it's my freshman year in college. They say you have to take a speech class. Anybody ever take a speech class? And I'm like, I know how to talk. What? Why do I need to take that? I needed to take that so I could graduate. I was like, are you kidding me? So I take this class speech, and I bet the first week he says, y'all are going to be doing speeches, and some of you are going to enter into competitions. And I'm like, what? So I was like, I want to walk out of here and get out of the class, but I had to take the class in order to graduate. So I take the class, and it's probably like the second week, and everybody's got to get up and do a mini speech, like 3 minutes. I get up there, heat, you could see my face turn red, palms, and the file card is just shaking. It was terrible. And I thought, no way am I ever doing this again. And I go, God, you really have a sense of humor because look at me now. All right? Like, you got to be kidding. All right? So it's interesting. There's my plans and there are his plans. And guys, you have plans, they're good, all right? There's plans, but God has plans, all righty? And just maybe his plans would be much better for your life. Everybody say better. Yeah. Better is gooder. Yeah. So just maybe, all righty? So today I want to talk about two things. You can title the messages is, okay, I'm going to make one up. You have gifts and callings. So we're going to talk about gifts and callings today. Gifts and callings. Now, if you've been in church for a while, you know that terminology. If you're not, seatbelts on, pen ready, here we go. We're talking about gifts and callings, all right? Because each person, you know, after you receive Jesus, you have gifts and callings. After you receive Jesus, you have gifts and callings, and you have gifts and callings. Every single one of you. Everybody say, that's me. I have gifts and callings. And this is the thing. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. And let me say this. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm too old to be having gifts and callings and things from God. No, baby, doesn't matter. Oh, well, I'm too young. Oh, yeah, God's coming up to you and he goes, well, you're 15 years old. You can't do anything. You got to wait till you're an old person. No, it doesn't matter. Gifts and callings, God gives everyone. Say, I'm an everyone. I know, I got your number. Okay, everyone, all right. So it doesn't matter what age, God has placed gifts in your life. So the next part is, well, what are they? Okay, but we'll get to that, okay? And so he's placed them in there in your life, and God will start uncovering them so you'll see them, all right? We have a part of it, but God will start uncovering. Anybody ever eaten an artichoke before? Anybody not know what an artichoke is? Anybody know what an onion is? Okay, so it's like an onion. He'll start peeling this. God will start peeling these layers, and he'll start showing you the gifts and the plans and the callings in your life, okay? He'll start doing that because he loves you. So open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to start first talking about gifts, and then I'm going to transition talking about callings, okay? And then at the end of the service, I'm going to pray for anyone that's sensing the gifts and the callings in your life, okay? I'm going to pray that you would have courage to take that step, that you would know the step. So that's kind of where we're going today, all right? Now, and I'm not talking about this, like, boy, I just want to be called to the pulpit like Pastor D. I don't know if you really want that, Bubba, okay? Okay? I'm telling you why. Because it may sound like it's great and glorious, but you have to have a gift and a call to do this, or otherwise it's a dud. Okay. So, gift and calling. Right? And this is the other thing. You can't pick it. You can't make yourself. All right? It is a gift and it's a call. Now, By the way, I never said that this was my plan. I had a plan. I still have a plan, but I had a plan all written up from the Lord, and this was not on it. I was going to be a second grade teacher. I love second grade because I can still do math better than they can, okay? Right. I love that. I love that age. But you know what? Here's the thing. God had a call and gifts in my life, and I know where I am is right here. Now, I have to say this. You can have, and this should set you free, you can have desires in your heart, all right? And it doesn't have to be your call, and it might not be your call, okay? You can have desires in your heart, and it's okay. Okay, best example. My honey, Pastor Jack, he was gifted and called to be pastor teacher, whiz bang teacher. Some of you, right over your heads, you'd come to me, Pastor D, I don't know what he's saying. Write it down. Okay, gifted and called to be a pastor teacher, all right? But you know what his desire was? Fly airplanes. And he did. I told him to wait till I got everybody out of college, and he didn't wait. Okay, so but that's okay. Some of these things are just fun desires, and it's okay. But maybe you're one of those that God has given you the gift and call to be a pilot. And I know some of them. And the church has been whacked on this. Well, that can't be a gift and a call. It can be a gift and a call of God to be a pilot, to be a business person, to be you just name it. Okay, so I hope that sets you free here today. But every one of you, there's gifts and calls in your life, all right? And praise the Lord. Okay, let me stand my notes here. Okay, first we're going to talk about gifts, second we're going to talk about callings, then we're going to pray, and the last thing we're going to do is I'm going to talk about every single one of us have the same calling. I'm going to end with that, and you're like, oh, tell me now. Nope, you got to wait. Okay, all right, you all at Romans chapter 12? Romans chapter 12, I'm going to read this first verse out of the Amplified. Romans 12, 6. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Everybody underline that word grace. Okay, we are going to start to read the grace gifts. This is, and we're going to go through three categories of gifts. This first one are grace gifts, all right? So God will grace you with a gift. God will give you a gift that is pure grace, like me getting up and talking to adults, okay? It is by the grace of God, all right? So God will give everyone gifts, and then they are grace gifts to do the plans he has for your life, all right? And I have to say this. So I am graced, called to do this, okay? But what your gifts and your calls don't mean just in these four walls. Well, I just, you know, like Pastor D, I just do this in these four walls. Nope. Anytime I'm out, I am trying to wiggle in Jesus. I tell people about Jesus. So your gifts and your calls are not just for here, okay? Us four know more, the church world. Matter of fact, it is even more powerful when God who's deposit gifts and calls and you start taking it on where you work. And I know I've listened to some of your stories. You're doing it, okay? All right. Romans chapter 12, verse 6, again, since we have gifts that differ according to grace given to us, each of us should use them accordingly. Use them accordingly. Okay. Whatever God gave you, you need to use it. You need to use it. Use it or lose it. But no, that's not true, according to the scriptures, and I'll get it, all right? So take, for instance, some of you have music gifts. And I still don't know where the clap is. Get to heaven, maybe I'll figure it out. And now Lane has told me a zillion times, you know, Pastor D, look at me, follow me on there. Okay, so, but there's some of you that have the gift, a gift from music, all right? And you know, there's some people that are really gifted. You're like super duper, and you should see all the stuff that Brad has at his house on super dupers, okay? But there's some people that are so gifted, and maybe they don't even practice. Like, wow, okay? But all of them up here today, guess what they did? Practiced. They had to learn the song and they practiced, okay? They just don't get up here and they go, we are so good. Nope, there's a practice, okay? They are so good. Thank you. They are so good. All right. But Listen, they all and we all, but I'm going to use that, they all and we all have to take these gifts, when we figure them out, take these gifts, and we have to do the due diligent work with these gifts, okay? That means you might have to study and practice, okay, and learn. And depending on what your gifts are, you know, some of them, this is what you're going to do, all right? So, now you would think, how many of you were in my children's ministry? This is how young I am. You were in my children's ministry. You're, oh, some of you, I held you for dedication. That's how far back we go. But you would think after all the years I have been teaching children and y'all big people that I would be like, I have arrived. I don't need to study. I don't need to practice. Oh, no, Bubba. Listen to this. Before I get here, I have, well, first of all, I have studied bunches, but I have practiced today, this is what you're about to hear, four times to my sofa. My sofa is so saved, I'm telling you. All right? I still use my gift accordingly. I still practice, and I'm still studying. Yeah, we don't just slide up here. Let me read you another translation for this, Romans 12:6. This is the New Century. We all have different gifts. Everybody say different. I like different sometimes, okay? Different gifts which each came because of the grace of God on you, towards you, all righty? So I have a gift, you have a gift, all right? And by the way, Romans 12 was written to the church. When you become a believer, you ask Jesus, you get born again, you are called the church, not the building. You are the church. So this was written to you. This is written to you. This is written to me, okay? It's written to you that everyone has a gift, and the gift is from God. Say, I have a gift, and it is a gift from God. And we'll figure it out later. Okay, but here you go. All right. So if you have a gift, which we just said, or Romans just said, you have a gift, what do you do with it? Like, what are you going to do with your gift, all righty? And, like, are you going to take steps towards, are you going to do something? So that's a good question. Now, let me use this example so you get it. Let's pretend your life is a car. I hope you picked a fast one. Okay, I don't know. So my life is a car, and today my destination is going to be Lancaster. So I get in my car, I turn on my engine, okay, and I turn on my engine, all right, and I start it up, and it's in park or neutral. Park. Mine stays in park. My car's in park, and then I step on the gas, vroom, 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 and it makes a little vroom, vroom noise. But here's my question. Are you going anywhere? Some of you don't even know. Are you going anywhere? Okay. No, you're not going to go anywhere. Why? Because, yes, you started your car. Yes, you gave it gas, and it's got a little vroom, vroom going, but you're not going to go anywhere. And I really think there's a lot of church people. Everybody point to the church down there, maybe them, okay? But there's a lot of church people that are like that. They come to church, and they get a little vroom, vroom, but they never take it out of park. They're just parked, and they're not going anywhere. Let me tell you this. Everything with your gifts, and you have gifts, and your callings, and you have callings, starts with, okay, in the kingdom of God, or if you have a business, or if you're a teacher, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, doesn't matter, whatever your gifts are, everything starts with serving in the local church. Now smile at me. You're in the local church. Everything starts, everything with your gift, you know, if you want to get out of park, will start there. Some people, well, you know, Pastor D, I own my own business. I'm not going to serve in the local church. Turkey. We have people that own their own business here, and they are serving in the local church. They get it. It starts serving. Listen, you start serving, especially in the local church, because there's like seven great things that happen there. You start serving. You get on a schedule. You start serving. You start rubbing shoulders. And God will do exceedingly above that you can imagine. Just better, better, gooder, gooder things start happening, okay? So here we go. I have these gifts, but it will start, okay? You start, you get out of park, and you go into drive, and it starts by serving, all right? Starts by serving. Let me think here. Gosh, I want to get this today. Here we go. Psalm 139. They're not going to put this. Just jot it down. 139, verse 6. I love this. It's like one of my favorites. It says, all of my days are written in a book in heaven. All right? Even before I lived 1 minute on the planet. That's the Cashman translation, okay? But write down 139, verse 16. Oh, they put it up here. I should read what they wrote, okay? Okay. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. God has already written plans for your life before you even took the first step. And listen, God's plans are always good plans. God's plans are always great plans. God's plans are just amazing, okay? So, and I don't get it. I read this and I'm like, I don't get it, God, but I just know it's true. So every one of you have a gift before you even hit the planet born, okay? And they are good plans that God has for your life. So, and then I have to say this. You know, this is what I say about my life. God, I just want to be on my book on the right page. Some people are trying to be in somebody else's book. I want to be like them and on that page. Listen, I just want to be on the right page with God. God, whatever you have for me, I just want to be on it, all right? Now, if you're taking notes, write this down. We're talking about gifts and calling, so let me give you a definition of gifts. Gifts are abilities chosen and given to you by your mother. No. Okay, I'll read it again. Gifts are abilities chosen and given to you by God. All right? Gifts are abilities that were chosen and given by God. So let me give you an example of this. Somebody comes up to you and go, man, you are so good at that. You know, they're watching you. You are so good at that, whatever that is, okay? You're just so good at that. Whoa. Guess what? That's probably, wink, wink, a gift from God. Those things that you are just so good at, that's a gift from God. So someone comes up and says, man, you are so good at that. Yeah, I know. I am just so amazing. No, you need to say, thank God. God helped me and gave me this gift and graced me. Okay, that's called humility, by the way. All right. So, yeah, those things that you're just so easy, it just goes, those are gifts from God. All righty. Praise God. So, according to Romans 12, y'all have gifts, okay? Now, write this down. But it could be your gift is a resource. The gift could be a resource that points you towards the calls of God for your life. This gift that you just, I just do all the time. That could be the resource that points you to the call of your life. So, guys, I'm giving you little nuggets on the floor. You just have to pick them up on how I find my gift and how I find my call, all right? So think about those things in your life. Praise God. You know, Angie, you're one of my teachers. I love watching teachers, okay, because I am one. I have a, you know. But I watch them, and they are just passionate about kids. Maybe not administration. And it's summer vacation, so really. They're just passionate about kids. They just teach. They just love to do it, okay? You know what that is? That's their gift. Though, I will say, I have met some teachers that I'm like, Lord, just move them out. They're done, okay? But the general population of my teachers, because it is rough being a teacher right now, is they are just gift. It's just their passion. They just whoosh, okay? So gifts, all righty? So where do our gifts start? What do I do when I've got this? It starts by serving, all right? It starts by serving. And when you start serving, it's like this draw. It's just drawing you in this direction. I just do it, okay? Now, callings, write this down. What are callings? So those were gifts. Let's talk about a little bit of callings. Callings are the pull towards something God wants you to do. It's something God wants you to do that he's called you to do. Okay, and my pastor back in Tulsa used to say it this way. It's like someone tied a string around you and God's just pulling you towards it. You're like, okay, all right, so calls. You just get this pulling, all right? Some of you, you just feel like, you know, I feel like the nursing. This is not me. Blood, guts, boom, I hit the floor. So I do not do blood and guts, okay? So, but I know my Cassie and I know nurses. Yeah, I don't get into blood and guts. I just, my knees right now, just thinking about it. Woo, Okay, but I know nurses. They're like, I feel like God wants me to go into nursing, right? And yeah, I'm probably going to have to get an education and go to school. But I just, this pull, I've got to do this, okay? Some of those are just little hints on how you find this out and figure this out, okay? And listen, I have to say this, and I'm not going to get political, but let me say this. In the times that we're living, I believe God is calling people in churches in America to go into politics. To be what? Integrity, truth, light for the way the world is going, all right? So I believe God is calling, and we want those people, Christians, God-fearing Christians, Christians that are walking in integrity, we want them in our political stuff, okay? And maybe that's you here today. And at the end, I'll pray for you. But right now, you're thinking, no way, Pastor D. No way. I'm not going there. You know how I think about politicians. But maybe you've got this draw. And I want to tell you, if God's drawing you, He will grace you in the calling. So you don't have to raise your hand and say, it's me, Pastor D. Come pray for me. I will do that later, okay? Now, for me, I figured out the call, but I needed the grace to get up and talk to adults. You can give me 1,000 little kids, no problem. Some of you won't even enter the door of 1,000 little kids, but big people. So there was a grace that God dropped into me, okay? Now, this is for y'all. So you have this grace in your life and a call in your life. The question is, will you manage it? Will you steward it? Will you sharpen it, okay? Just like those musicians, oh, I've got this gift. And yeah, you are gifted, but you have to manage it. You have to steward it. You have to sharpen it, all right? Let me tell you a story. Years ago, I was up skiing at Round Top with the Cashman Clan, and I came in to their snack bar area to take a break, and my family physician was there, and I go, hey doc, how you doing? And he said, hey, you just finished a couple runs down the mountain. And he was a little older than me. I was so impressed. And he says, my kids are up in the mountain, I just finished some runs. And I go, and he's reading. I said, what are you reading? He says, I'm reading the new stuff, I'm keeping up on what's new. And I thought, I would like to go to a doctor that is current and also aware of the new stuff, right? Okay, now, and I appreciate my old doctors because they walk around with big wisdom. They will tell you. But he was continually sharpening, stewarding, managed his gift and calling, and he was a doctor, okay? And this one I love. Do you know that pilots, I know a little bit about pilots, pilots have to retrain for the plane they're flying? They have to periodically, I don't know how many years or whatever it is, they have to do a retraining for the plane they're flying. Okay? And so wouldn't you love, someone says, well, back in 1969, I flew this 707, and they don't even fly them anymore, so I'm going to hop in the plane today and fly you. No, thank you. I like the guy that's retrained. Okay, so for us, as you discover the gifts and the calls, okay, you have to sharpen it. You have to continue with it. Amen? All right, I think you get that, all right? If you're taking notes, jot this down. God puts gifts in your hands and callings in your heart. Just stick that on your mirror for a whole month and look at that. God puts gifts in your hands and callings in your heart, all right? Now, and in a few moments at the end of the service, I'm going to pray for you that these gifts in your hands and these callings that you, God reveals them and that you take steps to them, okay? So here's a fun thing. As I was preparing for this, I read this article, and it was written by an older minister, probably you would even know, and he wrote this. He says, my concern is with young people. Okay, by the way, that's under 30. The rest of us are over, okay, but young people, yeah, how about under 40, okay? My concern with young people today is no one is talking about gifts and callings. No one is talking to them about gifts and callings, All right? No one's talking, okay? Now, I love when I read somebody wrote something the same thing. I'm like, hot dog, I'm on the same page. That is so good, especially this guy. All right? But listen, we have lots of young people in our college and career and high schools that are going off and those that are, you know, venturing out there. And they're like, what do I do? What should I be? What should I go? All right? And I'll just simply tell you, you need to get before the Lord. All right? And it can't be what your mom said. Can't be what granny said. You just need to get before the Lord and say, hey, you know what? God, I don't want to do anything until you tell me. God, I don't want to go this way, pursue this way. God, I just want to go and be in the places that you want me. Okay? And then that's true for all of us. I don't care if you're not the young guys anymore. Praise the Lord. Now let me say this and write this down. It is never too late to go, God. And we sang that song. Where's Whitney was just belting it out. Whew, that was awesome. All right? God, not my way, but your way. Not my plans, but your plans. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Matter of fact, every morning you should get up before you get your feet on the ground. God, this is your day. Not my way, but your way. Not my plans, but your plans. All right? So that should be really big in our heart. Right? All right, back to Romans chapter 12, verse 6. This time I'm going to read this out of the NIV, praise the version, okay? 6, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. Ready? So now I'm going to talk about the grace gifts. There's grace gifts, right? If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy according to with your faith. Now, when people read that, they mean, do you mean I'm going to stand up and do one of these, thus saith the Lord, and start shaking? No. Please don't. Okay? And I will tell you many times in my message, yeah, I just slide into, you know, a prophetic, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, and it just comes out. And some of you in your prayer time, you're praying, and this thing comes out of your mouth, and it's really prophetic, okay? So it's not standing on this, screaming on the, okay. Please don't. Praise the Lord. All right, let's keep reading. If it's serving, serve. If it's teaching, then teach. If it's encouragement, then give encouragement. If it's giving, then give accordingly. If it's to lead, do it diligently. If it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Did you notice the one called serving and giving? Guess what? These are grace gifts, but every one of us is called to serve and give. Okay, but this particular verse, God will anoint certain people to make money to give above. Yeah, and I know a couple of them. And I said, listen, anytime you want to write a check to YCF, go for it, okay? But there's certain people that God has that gift to do that, all right? And then there's this, did you see that serve? Serve? Anybody know people that are gifted in serving? I mean, they carry the gift. Like, not just cut the lawn. By the way, thank you. I pulled up here yesterday afternoon. They'd finished cutting the lawn. That's beautiful. Okay? But I'm talking serve. And, oh, man, I love it. But I'm talking about they serve 24/7. It's their happy place. Okay? And you get invited to their house, and you're like, whoa, I feel like the queen here. Okay? And the thing is, they just do an amazing job. They serve. And people that are gifted with serving, they do it for everybody. You just watch them. It doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you're dressed in rags or riches. They serve. It's their gift. It's their calling. It's one of those gifts, okay? And just imagine how that gift would affect the world. Woo! Yeah, then you can tell them about Jesus, really. Yeah, so gifts, all right? Praise God. Jot this down if you're writing notes. They're to put it up here. These are 7 gifts, grace gifts. Sometimes they're called motivational gifts. Sometimes they're described as motivational gifts. These are grace gifts, motivational gifts, or spiritual gifts, okay? And here they are. Prophecy, serving, teaching, exhortation, giving, leading, showing mercy. You know, I like that last one, showing mercy. And did they tell you how to do it? What'd they say? Show mercy cheerfully, all right? Now, typically, if I am going to show you mercy, it's because you messed up bad to me, right? And it says, show mercy joyfully. Not, give you the dot right, I'll give you mercy. Okay, no. So somebody's messed up in your life, and the Lord says, I want you to show mercy. It's cheerful. And how many of you, God has shown mercy on your life? Shh. Man, praise God. Okay. So we can go into all the details about these seven gifts, okay, of grace gifts, but I just want to stir a desire. Just stir a desire where you go, God, am I on that page? All right, that's what I want to do. All right. So I want to go to the next category because there's other gifts, all right? This one you'll find in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, write it down, and you can go chew on it later, all right? Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts. So we just talked about grace gifts. Now we're going to talk about spiritual gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, okay? Here we go. Brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now that word doesn't mean dumb. It just means uninformed. So we could have people sitting in here and you're just uninformed that there's spiritual gifts, the gifts of the Spirit, okay? So that's all that means, all righty? Okay, keep reading. Here we go. Jump down to verse 8. These are the gifts of the Spirit. For to one is given a word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another is given the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. In the Greek, that means the gift of faith. It took faith to receive Jesus, but there are special gifts, a gift of faith. Woo! Okay? To another, gifts of healing, plural, all right? The same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. And to another, interpretation of tongues. Okay, those last two, tongues and interpretation, are, in this case, are part of the gifts of the Spirit. Now, if you have asked the Holy Spirit to fill you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's different. This is specifically gifts, all right, that he's talking about. Now, I've operated in some of those here and there, okay? But here's the thing. It says God wills. Like, you don't get to pick it, and you don't get to tell him when. It says God wills. He moves in all the, he'll have you move in the gifts, all right? So, praise God. All right. So these nine gifts are designed by God, okay, and they'll drop in you. This past week, Christine and I were up at a minister's conference, and the Lord had me talk to this gentleman, a minister, and say something to him. It was a word of knowledge, and he says, how'd you know that? I said, I didn't. God did, and God had me speak that out to help you, all right? So it says God wills. It's not, I don't get to pick when I turn it on. So here are the nine gifts. You can take a picture, you can write them down, or you can read them in your 1 Corinthians. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of faith, healings, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, and interpreted tongues. Okay, now, go down to verse 28. I'm telling you, just write these things. I know I'm machine gunning things at you, but jump down to verse 28, all right? Verse 28, and God has placed, who did the placing? God. God has placed them in the church. You are the church. Okay, some of these I'm going to read are really, are also the fivefold ministry gifts, but they're mushed in here. Okay, so I'm going to read this, all right? Here we go. And God has placed in the church first apostles, second prophets. And you know, sometimes when you say that word prophets, people get scared. Like, oh no. Like they think of Old Testament Jeremiah, Ezekiel. They were scary. They were kind of mean. They were like chop heads, this and that. Okay, they were tough. Today, the way God does it is, hey, wait a minute. I have the love of God. So I'm not going to be mean if God has me have a word of a prophecy to be a prophet or something like that, okay? You all be nice, okay? That's not how God does it anymore. All righty. Okay, next one, helping. This is called the ministry of helps, and guess what that means? Serve. That's all it means, the ministry of serving. Praise God. Guidance and of different kinds of tongues. All right. Verse 29, he's asking questions, and we're all going to say this answer, no. Can you remember that? Okay, here we go. Don't say no. Here we go. Ready? He says this. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healings? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Okay, again, those last two are referring to the gifts of the Spirit, not what we can do all the time as tongues and interpretation. Okay. Alrighty, now. Callings. If you want to write this down, they'll pop it up here. Callings. We talked about gifts. We're talking about callings again. Callings, or the call of God, is an appointment, an appointment. Anybody have an appointment? I have an appointment Friday at 4:30 to get my hair done. Okay? So you know what an appointment is. So callings are God's appointments, right, of an individual to do a specific office that could be in ministry and not. All right? So for most of us, we are going to be outside of ministry. When I say ministry, full-time ministry, working in a church. Most all of y'all, okay, yours is outside of that, okay? So here we go. God has an appointment of us individuals to a specific office that could be not in the church, all righty? So what does it look like? Well, you know, it could be you have a call to business. I know some businessmen. Man, they are called, they are anointed, they are good. All right. How about academics? How about administration? You know what administration is? You just lead. You just like, you got it. You got everybody all in their orders and their schedules, and you're just doing it. Okay. There's some people that have the gift of administrations. All right. And this one here. Okay. Hear me right. A gift to raise your family. That is a ministry. And I have some friends that they have stepped out of the corporate world. Because God says, right now, just now, I want you to raise your family for this season. That's a ministry. Anybody ever been to stay home? Woo! That's a ministry, all right? Okay? So this call is a pull that God has in your life to do, all righty? Now, this minister said this. Write this down. It's the cutest post-y note. Your calling is calling. I know it's corny. Your calling is calling. So God has deposited in you gifts and callings. And he's calling you, he's pulling you to find it out and do it. Get out of park, all right? Your calling is calling, all right? And you might be saying, you know, it's sort of like, hey, I want you to go this way. Don't go that way. God, you just know, okay? Yeah, I knew I was not going to go teach full-time in the public schools. I knew God had pulled me out of that, but he says you're still going to use that, all right? So there's a calling and a pull, all right? You want to jot this down. Callings are sovereign. I'll explain it in a minute. Callings are sovereign, and gifts are sovereign. Sovereign. Don't say that 10 times fast, okay? Which simply means I can't make them happen. You can't make it happen. It's a God thing. Like, I can't make this happen. You can't come up and say, Pastor, I want to be a pastor. Today I have decided I am going to be a pastor. Nope, it's a call, and it's a God thing. He puts it in you, all right? So how about, what do I believe for? Well, how about this? Write this down. How about this? Not my will, but your will. Not my plan, Lord, but your plan. Father, I'm believing for your plan. I'm believing to pursue what you have in my life. I'm believing to walk in the gift and the call for your glory in Jesus' name. Okay, that's what we do now. Okay, so we've talked about grace gifts, spiritual gifts. Here's the last one, and I'll do this one real quick. It's Ephesians chapter 4. These are called the five. This is what I do, fivefold ministry gifts. I am pastor, teacher. I'm one of those. But let's read this. Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 8. Ephesians 4, verse 8. Ready? When he ascended, Jesus ascended on high. He led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Everybody say men? Some people think, well, only men are going to be in those fivefold. No. You got to do the Greek sometime. And if you don't feel like, talk to Rick Renner. He'll do the Greek for you. I just love it. That word is not men, really. It means mankind. Raise your hand if you're mankind. Y'all are, okay? And some people, in some churches for a long time, well, if you're a woman, you can't do this. You can't preach in the pulpits. But you can go on the missions field, and you can preach in their pulpits. But don't you dare think you're coming home and preaching in our pulpits here, because you're a woman. But you could teach all my little kids. Okay, liar, 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 pants on fire, okay? So that word is God gave gifts to mankind. Praise. And ta-da. All right, I am one. Alrighty, let's keep reading. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. Think. Who's probably in this day and this hour or this time on the planet, except for he just moved, but the greatest evangelist that you knew? Billy Graham. Man, greatest evangelist of our time. Really. Just to Lord. So guess what? They still have evangelists. Okay? Some people say, well, they don't have this. Okay? Then they still have pastors and the teachers, and they still have prophets and apostles, and I know some of them. But they are for today. They are for everybody, not just men, right? So here's your question. What if God says, this is what I've gifted you. This is what I've called you. What do I do? What do I do? Open up to 1 Peter. Here we go. 1 Peter. Now, called. We just went through three categories of all different ones. 9, 7, 5. What if God has just pulling me, gifted me, called me? What do I do about it? Here we go. 1 Peter 4:9. 1 Peter 4:9. Ready? Offer hospitality to anyone without grumbling. How many of you have ever asked your kid to do something for you and they're like, sure? Grumble the whole way. Never. Right. Okay. That's not the way. Okay. So when you offer hospitality, it is joyful. It is just, all right. Just thought I'd say about our kids. We love our kids. All right. Verse 10. Each of you should use your gifts, whatever gift you have received, to serve others. Okay. Any gift that you have, what are you supposed to do with it? Help people. Not just inside these walls, okay? Wherever you go, be looking, how can I help people? Okay? And some of you, wow, you've got some really unique gifts, different. And they are here to help people. Real simple, all right? Keep reading, okay? Serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in the various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. Anyone serves, they should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever. Amen. Okay, so God has given gifts and callings. Oh, I don't know what they are, Pastor D. I don't know what to do. Pastor D, tell me what they are. Go back to our Coffee and Connect over there. Raise your hand if you're part of the Coffee and Connect team. Some of them are on vacation, okay? They will show you our blue card. Blue card's right in front of you. And we'll talk about the blue card. The blue card is where you serve. You can start. And there's things not even on there that I would love to put on there, all right? So if, you know, just go over this. I had this one lady. She got it. She got this gifts and callings. And she said, but I don't know what to do, Pastor D. And, of course, if you asked Pastor D back in the day, guess where I'm going to sign you up? Children's ministry. So I signed her up for the children's ministry and faithful, did it unto the Lord, but she was not good. It was not her gift. At the end of 3 months, she did the schedule and she goes, Pastor D, you know, this isn't it. I go, yeah, I can tell. It's like I moved her out of there, okay? That's okay. That's okay. And then she says, well, look, give me something else. And we found her gift and we found her call and she just flourished, but that wasn't it. All right, so once you just jump in something and start serving, guess what? You get your car out of park, and God will start just giving more direction in your life, all righty? So we went over three categories. One, the grace gifts or the motivation gifts, Romans 12:6-8. Then we went over the 9 gifts of the Spirit or the manifestation of these gifts. I like that one. And they're found in 1 Corinthians 12. We went over that. And then we went over the 5-fold ministry gifts. All right? And they're found in Ephesians 4. Okay. But let me remind you, turn back to Romans 11. Got to remind you this, okay? Romans 11:29. I have one more scripture after this. For the gifts, yay, and the callings, woohoo, of God are irrevocable. No. He does not withdraw what he has given, nor does he change his mind about to those whom he gave his grace or to those he sends his call. The Apostle Paul was actually, when he wrote Romans 11, he was talking really about Israelites. And man, they messed up. They messed up a lot. God would say, do this, and they would don't do that. And then God would say, They mess up. Okay, and God still had a calling and gifting and a purpose for Israel. Okay? And you know what I run into? How many messed up before you got here today? Your mouth or whatever. People mess up, right? People, any shape or size, mess up. And a lot of times what I hear is people say, well, Pastor D, you know, I really messed up. Yeah, you did, Bubba. That was, woo, okay? And, you know, God's not going to use me. Nope, we have a redeeming God. We have a God who forgives. We have a God who sent his son Jesus because we need to be redeemed and forgiven and have a new life, okay? So I don't care what your mess up is, okay? And whatever mine is, just go, no. And if that little voice says, you know, God can never use me, God, you know, that's the devil. Tell him to shut up and get out of there, okay? I am forgiven. I am a child of God. I am loved. God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. So y'all have gifts. And there's no expiration date, okay? A couple of weeks ago, I wasn't paying attention. I think it was when I got back from Hawaii. I was pouring milk into my coffee, and it curdled. There are expiration dates on milk, okay? The gifts that God has given you before you even hit the planet are no expiration. And he is waiting on you to get out of park. Just jump in someplace. Okay? Talk to Coffee and Connect. Just jump in and serve, all righty? All right. All right. I want to pray for everybody, but before I do, these gifts and callings, they don't matter until you've asked Jesus into your life. They don't matter until you get first things first. So if you're here, you're all here. Close your eyes. Sometimes, you know, I listen to my message, I'm going, what? I should have said different. Okay. But let's get first things first. Let's get things so that it matters. Okay. If you're here, close your eyes. If you'd say, Pastor D, I need Jesus. I remember the day I said that. God, I need you. Okay. If you're here and that's you, I need Jesus. I need you, Lord. Or you would say, I have gotten away from walking with God. I like to say I moved him next door. You know, you just gotten away. Or maybe you'd say to me, and I've heard someone say, Pastor D, if I were to die today, I have no clue where I'm going. And that's scary, but I have an answer for you. If that's you, would you pray with me? It's a real simple prayer. It's not complicated. You know, it's just pray this prayer out loud. Pray this from your heart, all right? And many of you have prayed this prayer, and we're just going to all say this after me together. We're just going to say this together. Say, Lord God, I repent of my sins, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart. Jesus, I'm asking you to be my Savior and my Lord, and I give you my life, and from this day forward, I will follow you. I will serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Hey, eyes closed still, heads down. Listen, if you prayed that prayer, maybe for the first time, you've asked Jesus to come in your life. Something happens on the inside. Some people feel it. It's not about a feeling, but there's a miracle that took place. You are now a child of God. Your sins are forgiven, all right? Or if you prayed that prayer and you just recommitted your life, you're like, I was out in left field and left God somewhere in the bleachers, okay? And you're coming in. You prayed that prayer and you came in. And you say, God, I'm walking back with you. If you prayed that prayer, I want you to do something by faith. Would you just, no one's looking around. Just raise your hand and say, Pastor D, that was me. I prayed that prayer for the first time. Or Pastor D, I recommitted my life. If that's you, just raise your hand. Okay. All right. Well, open your eyes. You all have prayed that prayer before. Now, I want to pray for all of y'all. All of y'all. If you sense that God has gifts for y'all and you're not sure what they are and you want God to reveal it to you, or you're one of those, you're like, I know. Yep. Okay. I know, but I need the courage to take the next step. I want to pray for you. Okay? And some of you, you know there's a call to ministry. You just need to know what to do next. I want to pray for you. Okay, so three things. You're like, you know, okay, Pastor, I've been listening to you about this call, and I just want you to reveal it, or, you know, okay. So if it's any one of those, God, just reveal what my gifts are, my calls. I need some help. Just reveal that. I'm going to pray for you. Or God, I know. I just need the courage, okay? So, or I know I'm called to ministry. Would you stand up? And I'm going to pray for you. I don't care if one person stands up, okay? But you just say, Pastor D, would you pray for me? So I want to pray for all of y'all standing, okay? Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. He is the guider. He leads. He's the counselor. He's so much. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will give revelation to these hearts, these people that are saying, Lord, I need you to reveal more of what this is for my life, because I just want to get out of park. I want to get to the places you have planned from before the beginning of time. So, Holy Spirit, I thank you. You reveal these gifts and calls to these people. Holy Spirit, you just open doors, and, you know, connect them here and connect them there and get them on your way. And Father, for those that would say, Lord, I know you've been talking to me about this gift or this call in my life, but I'm asking for courage, okay? And I want to be a Joshua full of courage to take the next step. So Father, I pray that you just stir courage in them, that they will take the next step. Just, you know, some it's just walk where you're pulling them, Father. Courage, like Joshua, to take the land, to take the mountain. And for those, Father, that they really sense they're called to ministry, Lord, I thank you, Father, that they know they are in the right place at the right time at the right church to hear this message, Lord, and that you... They spend time just before you. You speak to them, Father, and you lead them in every step, you know, in every step to fulfill the calling in their life. So we thank you. Holy Spirit, you're the revealer. You're the guider. You're the light. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. If you want to sit down, I have... I have one more scripture. You know, Pastor Nate, you have another scripture. I have another scripture. All right. Second Corinthians 5:18. I think I'm going to do this. All right. Remember, I said at the end I was going to end. In the beginning, I said I was going to end. In the beginning of the message, I said I was going to end with this. Okay, this is the scripture. This is the call that everyone has. Everyone, y'all the same thing, all right? Y'all the same one. 2 Corinthians 5:18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. What does that mean? That's a big word. Webster, Google, what does that mean? Your ministry, every single one of us have the ministry to tell others, to help others to get back to God. Real simple. Everybody, okay? Tell others, help others get back to God. Really, really. I am having a blast with my hairdresser. Friday when I'm just helping her. I just get back to God in places, okay? So y'all have a ministry. Stand up. Everybody now, you get to stand up. Father, I thank you for my ministry to tell others to get back and help them get back to God. And I thank you, Father, they are anointed and led by your Spirit on who they speak to and what they say in their ministry of reconciliation. In Jesus' name, amen. Whoa, look at that clock. 12:03. Hot dog. It's always amazing. I was like, yeah. Listen, we love you. Have a wonderful week. It's holiday week. Be safe. Tell others. All right. Have a wonderful day. We love you. If...